ओम शांति, गुड इवनिंग. द मैजिक ऑफ चर्निंग, द पावर ऑफ चर्निंग, द ओशन ऑफ नॉलेज. ऑन द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति देर इज अ स्टोरी दैट विष्णु वॉज लाइंग ऑन द स्नेक बेड. Very comfortable, very cheerful. Lakshmi asked him, "What makes you so happy? Is it because I am present to serve you?" Vishnu said, Vishnuji replied to Sri Lakshmi, I am churning the ocean of knowledge. Now Vishnu does not churn the ocean of knowledge. When Lakshmi and Narayan are in the golden age, there will be no question of churning the ocean of knowledge. But the message of this story is, all types of inner sadness, conflicts, confusion, fears, one can become free by churning the ocean of knowledge. What does it mean, churning? How to churn it? Churning the butter, it is said, churning the ocean of knowledge. Now after churning you get the butter, you don't churn the butter, but after churning you get the essence. This butter means essenceful. Baba gives us every day the milk of knowledge. Every day fresh milk we get. Can we churn the milk? Can you make the butter from the milk? The source is milk, but you need a method to make it into butter. Directly milk, if you continue to churn, you would not get the milk butter from it. So you need to make yogurt. No, this in Sakar Baba's time, there was in Madhuban, no, this where is the kitchen. At that time, every day, one sister used to churn the butter. Fresh butter we used to get. Now you can buy butter, but it's fresh butter. So, churning, it is called churning the butter, but in fact, yogurt is churned. Before you churn the milk, you have a method. I'm not going to give the cooking lesson, but it looks like cooking lesson because churning is also cooking, like cooking. So yogurt means, in a spiritual way, you need to learn the art to change the knowledge into yoga. Just like you change the milk into yoga, and you need the method. What do you do to make yogurt? You mix, you heat up the milk, leave it, cool down it up to the finger temperature. It should remain still warm. And then you mix a pinch of yogurt from yesterday's yogurt, means the old yogurt, which is called culture. By mixing the culture in the milk, you leave it on the same temperature, warm, and then yogurt is set. Milk is set into yogurt. You make yogurt at home, sir? How many of you make yogurt at home? Yeah, many of you. You know, you make it this way, no? Or you make in the machine. This is the authentic, easy way of making it at home, no? And so then when yogurt is ready, then you churn it. But you need the method, not too fast, not too slow. It's a spinning, right? Like spinning the cycle of self-realization, it is also, it's spinning the yogurt. So you need the art to change the knowledge into yoga. But how should it, before it's set, in order to make it into culture, culture is something which has become something you have liked it before. You mix culture means you mix yesterday's point. I'm giving you the process in a very simple way. So first you create a very loving feeling. Heat up the milk. Let it be when you are hearing the Murlis, or you are reading knowledge points, read it with great love. Create the feeling of love in you. So this warmth is like boiling the milk. Then cool it down. Let it feel that it appeals to you. Enjoy it. Think about it, feel it. So what Baba has said today, some of the same, on the same line, Baba said yesterday also. He spoke about the same thing day before yesterday as well. That is mixing the culture from yesterday's yogurt into fresh milk. It means that now the point has become more valuable. It has created bacteria in it. It has created the feeling in it. Yeah, yesterday Baba also spoke about this. It will give me a remembrance. So, or intoxication of the golden age. So take some points from the Murli and connect it with yesterday's or day before yesterday's or a few days before, doesn't matter. Other yogurt culture, old culture might not be so good, but this, the more old culture it is, it sets in your heart knowledge easily. You begin to love, you enjoy that. And so, when you are thinking of, it means then you are then spinning the benefit of this point. The purpose, what Baba said it many times, it is repeating the points. But when you see the value of that point, you see the purpose of that point, you see the benefit that you have experienced in your point, in that point that you think, Baba, it will stay with you in the form of essence. Whole Murli you might not remember. You will remember only what has touched you. So the knowledge is like the ocean, unlimited knowledge. So it's so much milk, maybe a bucket of milk, and when you make yogurt and when you are getting into butter, it would not be full bucket, it would be just a ball of butter will come from that. So it means that whole Murli you have heard, what you have digested, that becomes strength for you. So Baba has cooked every day, he is offering as the mother a full pot of food for all of us, right? For the whole family, for, as Baba says, all Baba's children. So he's feeding them, us. And so he's cooking for us. One time, early morning, Sakar Baba used to say, before going into the class, sometime you go for God, say good morning. And Baba would say, Baba was cooking. So it wasn't cooking, it was the cooking, the food was cooking, preparing for the children, so that what unlimited thing Baba has given, so Baba is making it ready to digest. I think it was a blessing for me. I remember Baba came to Delhi and one of the brothers said to Baba, Baba, I would like to take you to show Delhi. And Baba said, Baba doesn't want to go in the crowded area. Baba says, Baba doesn't like to go to see the faces of monkeys. And this brother said, Baba, now I will take you to a very nice area where is not so much crowded, many good buildings and area is very fresh. Might be we will have a center sometime there. So if you have seen that area, so it's easy to communicate. Baba said, okay. So Baba and the driver was driving and Baba sat in the front seat and Didi Manmohiniji was in Delhi at that time and Didiji and myself sat at the back seat. This brother was asking, telling Baba, Baba, this is Subhash Marg, this is Ashoka Marg, this is Mr. As he was driving, he was telling as he was passing through, this road goes to the airport, this road goes to the station, this road goes to Ashoka Hotel, like this. And I thought to myself, this brother should, why is wasting his time? It's a wonderful opportunity. He should ask some good questions and have chit-chat, communicate with Baba. It's a wonderful opportunity to chat. But as manners, code of conduct, so I did not say anything to him, but this thoughts was in my mind. Next day, Baba spoke a very beautiful murli about how we are going through different stages, we are going through the path. We went to the path of bhakti, and the path of bhakti then started the path of renunciation. Many people started searching. So he spoke about the path we got lost. We wander around like this. And we then continue into that murli was the godly directions and devilish directions. Next day was murli, very beautiful, connecting the same theme was there. And Baba spoke about that we came from the path of sorrow. Now we are at the roundabout, Tivata, we are at the roundabout. We had been coming from the path of sorrow, which was Shokmarg. Here is everyone is suffering in the kingdom of Ravana, there is Shok. Now Baba is taking you to Ashoka Marg, where there's no sorrow at all. And the conference age is auspicious time, where Baba fulfills the good wishes of everyone. At the conference ages, we are at this roundabout. It's Subhash Marg like that. And then Baba made it clear, the cycle and the conference age, and he mentioned the names of the roads. I realized and I said to myself, Brother Rajkumar was not wasting his time, but I was wasting my time. So Baba gave happiness to this brother, went around with him, but at the same time, whatever he saw in Laukik, he changed into Alaukik. So what was the method? By being there, you are seeing it connecting it with knowledge. Anything what you see, don't see with this vision, with this worldly vision. Connect it with the spiritual third eye of knowledge. Then you are seeing in a different way. And this is why everything what is laukik inspires you to experience spiritual aspects in it. And there are many examples Baba uses in the Murli. He gives the example of this bumblebee, the black bee, that she collects the insect from the grass and puts them into separate holes and then spins around this boom, 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 you see? And then with these vibrations, these insects change into flying insect. So Baba says, you Brahmanis, you are like this, you pick up the souls, you bring them, and each individual, we used to give the course individually at that time, and as you are spinning with the vibrations of knowledge and yoga, you are speaking to them, so each individual sanskaras are transforming, and they are changing from insect, crawling insect into flying beings. So the same example of the shedding the skin, the snake sheds skin, leaves the skin behind. Many times Sakar Baba has spoken on this example that in the golden age you will leave this body as the snakes passes away and this white skin is left. Used to be in Madhuban when walking, sometime this skin is there, and Baba would say that, see, you will leave the skin like this, so detached from the body. And Baba's way were very entertaining way of training us to churn. One time we went Nakhi Lake to walk for a Nakhi Lake. And at that time now this is much advanced and clean and everything, many buildings are built. Still, if you are going to Nakhi Lake, on the left hand, there is first bridge, you know, on the left hand side, some dirty water still passes through. And now it is, buildings are there, so you don't see so much water flowing on that side. So we were standing there, it was rainy season. And so water flow and mud was also there. Some children were with Baba, and a snake swallowed the frog. We were standing there, and he went like, oh, we didn't feel it was good. So, and Baba said, wait, child, bachi, the snake is going to meditate. He said, the snake does not meditate, he would not come. Will it come in the golden age? Wait, snake is going to meditate. A snake sat and coiled, and this small frog, until he swallowed it, it melted. So he sat down to eat this frog that had gone in his. Baba said, see, children, you don't have even that much wisdom of snake. See, snake, jumping frog came in the mouth of the snake, and the snake sat down quietly. When you children have some problems, some ways, thoughts, confusion comes, you begin to spin around. So if anything is there, quietly, just don't become, we become impatient. We get confused when situations come. Don't get confused. Don't become impatient. Be mature. Sit quietly. Sit in front of Baba. Remember Baba. And then this waste thoughts that are come jumping in your mind will melt away. So it was a laukik thing, but Baba immediately make into a laukik. where we have the kitchen now, big kitchen in Madhuban, there used to be a kosh, a small few cows we had at that time, 2-3 cows. And Baba, a group came and Baba showed, okay, let me take you around where, so where the cows are, where the food is kept, where all the stock is kept. With great love, Baba would show everything. And so in this way, when Baba is bringing the group there, so all of us, we follow, no? And one cow was sitting, another was standing, like 2-3 cows were only there. And Baba said to this boy, brother, who was looking after the cows, "Child, this cow is sick." I said, "Is Baba the doctor of the cows as well, animals? How does Baba know the cow is sick? The cow is sitting and quietly. How does he know the cow is sick?" So anyway, Baba gave some instructions to mix some special thing in the food so that the cow can digest properly. Next day morning, Baba spoke a very beautiful murli. He said, "Every day Baba gives you a full bucket of grass of knowledge. But some children do not chew it. They become sick animals. So in the morning is a full grass." It's like, so throughout the day, and so this, because this, when the chewing the cud, so when this cow was not chewing, it was, so it means the knowledge that we receive throughout the day is the churning, the points, thinking about it, sharing. And this is why you would see, if it becomes a habit, then you enjoy chewing, you speak about this, you feel the importance of the points. And Dadi Janaki's classes are always based on Baba's murlis. It's whatever we have heard, so you go into the depth of it. It becomes just like you are able to digest it, so it becomes then strength. It becomes purified butter, ghee, so it makes you healthy. So knowledge is, so it's a method how we take it throughout the day, we're spinning the cycle of this realization. What has benefit, what applies to me? Self-realization, what is for myself uplifting, giving strength, applying in the self, digesting. So when the food is there, we eat it, we chew it, then it automatically, we don't, inside machinery is automatically has a system to digest, and it changes into blood, changes into strength. So this is also when knowledge making into yoga, yoga into dharana, dharana into happiness. It's strength. So you can, sometime Baba said, you can make a different methods, you can pick up different points from the knowledge in the form of, you can make, for example, the points of knowledge. In the same murli, there are always forced subjects we are studying. We are studying the subject of knowledge, studying the subject of yoga, subject of dharana and service. So you can write it down and make it, these points are with knowledge, so you go into the depth of knowledge. It's addition, it's not a question of repetition. It's always with clarification. Even Baba repeats the points, he gives some addition in it. He gives a new aspect of it. And when it is repetition, it is essential. because Murli is food for the soul. It's important. Even if it's the same point, when I say, oh yeah, it was from yesterday as well, but yesterday, because it's food, so I need to eat it again. From my childhood I have been drinking water or drinking milk, or you have been eating, or we have been eating rice or wheat. You eat bread every day, you eat vegetable every day. Do you think, oh, what a boring. From my childhood, every day I drink water, same water. Every day I eat same bread, means it is the bread made fresh, but it is from the same wheat. So it's food for the soul. And so the basic points have to be same, but it is cooked in different way. And so we enjoy this way. It's a medicine for the soul because we have been ill. The chronic disease of vices have made us very weak. And you need to take the medicine until you are cured. If you have cough and you had a good syrup and good medicine, and doctor tells you that you have to have 5 doses 5 times during the day, and you had 1 week and you feel better, then you say, please, can you give me the same medicine, it was good. You don't say, every day the same medicine. You are eating the same medicine every day until you are cured. So this is also in order to make us free from vices, free from weaknesses. Baba is giving us medicine and we need to finish this course. When we realize the importance of this, then we are able to give value, and each point then becomes a jewel. This is why Baba says it is, you are hans, you are holy swans. So in order to use in a different way, so that you start churning, Baba gives us different titles. This is also a simple method. We just think of one of the titles. I am a holy swan. So now, what is the meaning of a swan? What is the nature of a swan? Qualification of a swan. So in the same way, knowledge is what, how beneficial it is for me, and how should I present it to others? Make it into question answer. Another method is also, if you are using, where Baba has given titles, you are a hero actor. If you are a holy swan, it means you need to have a power of discrimination. You pick up only good things. As soon as anything weak comes, which is not beneficial, you immediately think, I'm a holy swan. I pick up only the pearls. I leave the stone behind. Then the energy we start, it means then we are safe, we are happy. If we start churning water, we are tired. Waste thoughts are also, we churn so many times waste thoughts, we churn rubbish. What will happen? I am not a holy swan. So by remembering the titles, you are immediately able to put yourself on a right direction. This is why it is like not too slow, not too fast, not cold much. You cannot put when you are, you need sprinkle of water in that as well when you are churning. Not very hot water, not very cold water. Then the butter comes on the surface. buttermilk remains below. So the value comes on the surface, you begin to see that yes, this is what in our life. So everything, it is just any title Baba gives you, you are a hero actor. Now you are a hero. So when problems and situations come, you have your self-respect. You immediately remind, the problems and situations are nothing. It is just an opportunity to bring all my hidden potential in practical action. Baba has opened my third eye, you are Trinetri. So what I am seeing with third eye. These are different practices. I am just giving, like in the school, no children, I am giving not a deep class, but a very simple methods I am telling. Just take any of these aspects. Take, for example, maybe you can have 1 week just the titles that Baba has given. It will become a habit. When one day journeying is not, keep it few days the same methods, the same system. Another aspect is, method is also, you can create questions in the Murali. When you are writing, we are hearing the Murali, write questions. And then start writing the answers from that, from one Murali, the second Murali, the third Murali, the fourth Murali. It means you are now collecting many jewels. And this would be ready for you to give a speech anywhere. You don't have to prepare. It's already prepared because you have collected, you have selected those things. It's a method, you know. Every day, take one topic. Or sometimes Baba speaks about the contrast of Raja Yoga and Hatha Yoga, contrast of Bhakti and Jnana, contrast of different religious founders coming and establishing their religion, and God comes and establishes the ancient deity religion. Different ways, there are different methods, but Murali is the ocean, the ocean of knowledge, don't churn the water. When you will churn water means you are churning waste thoughts, you will get tired. You are churning rubbish, you create sickness for yourself. And so it is the deep aspect of knowledge is, it becomes deeper and deeper. When you start churning, suddenly the essence, the importance of it will come, 1, 2, 3 points automatically will come in your mind. So it's not a hard work, it's an interest. First it is how much I really have the interest in it. In anything you have interest, you go into detail, and you go to want to know more about it. That's why you are interested. If you are not interested, you hear, but you don't hear. So am I interested in knowledge? Do I like it? If I like it, I will enjoy thinking about it. I would like to actually give some time that you ask some questions. First, you apply just these few methods and see the result in yourself, but any questions, as 15 minutes we have, I would like you then ask some questions and then I can reply accordingly. Is there any question? Yeah. Many points Baba gives about you sit in front of the picture of Kalpa tree and think about it, and then you are going into deeper in it, no? Sometimes take the pictures, just the posters that are there. And you will see the significance and importance and then connection. Yes, please.
Could you please give us some concrete examples of the churning process?
I think we understand very well theoretically, and we've done it. Mm. But with your experience, if you could give us some concrete, take a point of knowledge and how it would be developed. I think that would be an excellent help for some of us.
For example, Baba says, children, be bodiless. Be avyakt. Be incorporeal. Stay in seed stage. Now, the meaning of bodilessness. Bodiless. So, then what it is that, how my body influences me? Why I want to be bodiless? Bodilessness, it is the body is matter is heavy. And all the influences are through my sense organs. I see something, my thoughts are accordingly. I hear something, my thoughts are accordingly. I speak something, I begin to think accordingly. My mind begins to spin. It's a spinning, it's also churning. So more, it means less influence of body, bodilessness. The other side is soul consciousness. The more I am soul conscious, so what is happening? I see something wrong with the eyes, I immediately think. But each individual has its own part to play. Each soul has its own sanskaras. It is a drama, so you use your eyes, what you see, you use the knowledge to decrease the influence of the bodily act of others. It was body consciousness of others may make me waste thinking, helps me, encourages me or triggers rubbish, I begin to churn. In order to churn, I need to be soul conscious. And so when I am soul conscious, then I am changing the negative into positive. In body, bodilessness means soul consciousness. When I am soul conscious, what is happening? I am emerging the qualities of the soul. When I am body conscious, I am seeing the weaknesses of others. So meaning of bodilessness means soul consciousness. Soul consciousness means what is the benefit this? That I would not think about others, I would think about myself. Body conscious, I see others, pardarshan, parchintan, thinking about others, seeing about others, speaking about others, hearing about others. I'm using my senses, body. And soul consciousness, less and less I am thinking and seeing and speaking about others. More and more I am thinking and being about myself. So then what is becoming? All the heaviness that I collected has become light. So it's avyakt. It's a subtle form now. I am light. There's lightness. I'm free from the influence. And in this subtle form, I'm able to understand the subtle significance or meaning behind it, what message that other person's behavior is giving me to look it in myself and use my qualities. So I'm using the knowledge again. So now, becoming avyakt. Letting go of body consciousness, emerging my qualities, bringing lightness in myself, creating the purity, the power of purity in me. Incorporeal, go beyond sound, not even thinking. In the soul world, I'm a soul, but I'm not thinking, I'm just being. I am a soul. I'm the embodiment of these qualities. I'm just a seed. The whole expansion is now merged in essence. When I was tree, I was expanding many branches, sub-branches, many leaves, many details, but in seed, essenceful, powerful again. Just like Baba is the seed, but he is full of knowledge, knowledgeful, blissful, loveful, powerful, so again I am full in. So it is knowledge, you know, you are thinking the, and again, I am in a seed stage, so what are the qualities of a seed? It's incognito, it's humble, gets mixed up with the dust. Incognito, only then it is able to bring the tree. Only then it will grow. It is not superficial. So I'm a seed stage, it means I'm incognito. Throughout the whole cycle, let qualities express, but I hide myself. I must remain hidden. I shouldn't make show of myself. So what you are thinking is now not about others, but being powerful. So you are using the laukic things, but you are applying in the alaukic yourself. Is it clear? Yeah, another example, another question?
Baba says, vichar sagar mantan karo, which in English is translated as churn the ocean of knowledge, but he's not using the word gyan. Please could you clarify the precise meaning of vichar?
Vichar means thoughts. Sagar means ocean. Mantan means churning. So now, when is Baba is the ocean, no? The ocean of knowledge. Whatever Baba has given waves, every time when Murali speaks, waves of different ideas is coming. And so, I need to go deep in. So when it is vichar, there are ideas. Vichar means thoughts. But thought should go deeper. Sagar. Thought should not be superficial. Thought, understand the deep depth of the thought. That's why sagar. If I'm just only surfacing, only on the top, I don't get the jewels. So I can enjoy, I like very much, I'm happy to hear the Murali. But it is the thoughts that Baba has given, has created thoughts in me, go into the depth of it. So it's a sagar. Deep as well as unlimited. Then bring it in the mind, it's manthan. Make it as your own. And when it is something, it is manthan, it begins to spin then. Manthan is a spinning. Spin it with an essence. It should bring the essence of that unlimited, deep aspect. That is what a vichar sagar manthan. Karo means do it. Bring it into action. The thought brain must become very deep, should become essenceful and make it happen. Essenceful in practical life. That's a vichar sagar manthan. Because otherwise that vichar is many, many thoughts. When we don't go into the depth of it, we don't make it into jewel. We create it storm then. When it is going into sagar, there are not upheavals in it, but it is depth in stillness. So let your thoughts take you into stillness. That's vichar sagar, manthan. This thought should be so touched to your mind, then it becomes that thought has become strength for you. Yes? Any other question? There are easy methods of churning and sharing as well from the Murali. You can take for example, just the essence of the Murli. And then on the essence, again and again, from the essence you make a question. Think about it. Or question answer you take, for 1 week you can take that thing. Collect 1 week's blessings. But because blessings are very deep, so for me, even one time blessing, one blessing, sometimes 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, the same blessing is spinning in the mind. Because there are, in one thing, there are many, many different things are there. Or 1 week for taking just the slogan. What does it really mean? What are the benefits through this? Just even 2 things, no? It will touch, it will bring the essence in practical life. So going into detail and yet staying into essence. Yeah, you want to? Is any question? No? Yes, please.
Didi, can you tell us how do we become unlimited? When Baba says become unlimited, what does it mean?
We are conditioned with limits from the very beginning, as soon as here in this world, when we take body, we make it limit. It's in every aspect, whatever it is, my, we put a boundary, its limit. My and I is limit. And Baba, whenever Baba says, whenever you think of my, think of Baba. When you think of I, then think of I am a pure soul. Then I am not limited. So in body consciousness, everything is limited in Laukik way. My name, my family, my religion, my job, my country, everything has a limit. And I am self-centered. Limited means self-centered. Unlimited means what you have in you, same you are sharing with others. Your peace, your love is not only up to you. It is to share with others. Happiness is not just for you, it is sharing with others. It says unlimited, behad. And so means here, going, it means sharing the qualities that is given by Baba. That's why I say my. When you say my, you say Baba, and Baba is beyond. Baba is unlimited. In that sense that he is the father of all, he is the mother of all, he is the friend of all. So godly qualities when we share, soul's qualities when we share with others, we are beyond limitations. This is what how I understand go beyond. And then it can be different examples, means that whenever I am limited, then I think I have worry, I have future. I think of future but with worry. I think of others with attachment. This is again become limited. It's not unlimited. Maybe I'm thinking only about my family and I'm full of worry and full of fear, full of attachment. It's also limited. So when I'm thinking of Baba, then I'm thinking of unlimited. So I'm using again the spiritual treasure. Whenever anything based on body and body consciousness comes, then we are using vices. We are putting ourselves in limit. When we are in soul conscious and are being connected with Baba and have strength and power in this constant flow of energies there, we are becoming unlimited. There is another aspect of had and behad. Sometimes Baba says, golden age is a limited population and iron age is unlimited population. So the different aspect that the world is the same, had and behad, limited and unlimited. But here it is means just like you use only qualities up to limited aspect. Strength is limited. Here is unlimited.
Put a light on detachment.
Detachment. It's nyara. Detachment is not that I don't care for others. Detachment is that I am not influenced by the pain and sorrow and karmic account of others. In body consciousness, we are attached and we immediately take sorrow. Because all these vices have their property and their impact. Virtues have their property and their impact on the soul. So when lust is there, we lose our respect and we destroy our wisdom. When anger is there, we lose our peace, because anger destroys peace, is effect on our mind. When greed is there, it is effect of our royalty. We become dependent and we are losing the royalty of giving is finishing and we are receiving it. We are attached to it. Vices make us attached to something. When ego is there, there is impurity. So all these vices make us attached to peacelessness, poverty, sorrow. Attachment brings sorrow. It is fear of losing. It's attachment. And so detaches, I am not losing, it is there for me, present in front of me, when I am detached. Attached, either I am dependent or I make them dependent. And so in soul consciousness, we are detached, then we are actually seeing them with a different vision. You are concerned, you take care of them, but you are not losing your qualities, seeing them suffering. You are using knowledge, you are using good wishes, you are using your spiritual power to help them, you are helping them with knowledge. So it is not cut off, it is not renunciation like sannyasis, that we do not have any connection. But we are not allowing ourselves to be influenced by their weaknesses. That's called detachment. Nyara. Detachment means nyara. This is why the example is always given like a lotus flower. Lotus flower grows in the mud. The roots are in the mud. But the lotus itself above. So it is when I am detached, then my qualities are expressed. That's why first it is nyara, then it is pyara. Loving. When I am detached, then I can give express of love. If I am not detached, I am attached. I cannot give love because I make them dependent on me. I become dependent on them. So then I am not above. This is why detached, upram, means above. So when I'm above, I'm not seeing bringing of the same level, I'm not bringing myself on the same level or lower level, because as soon as I become attached, either they become dependent on me or I become dependent on me, on them. So all like a flow of energy, the water, when I am on a low level, all the water will gathered in the pond. In me, all their weaknesses, all their reactions, all their suffering will gather in me because I'm on a lower level. And when I'm above, nothing comes to me, but I am still. I'm able to shower to clean them. I'm able to give them the power as the sun shines, so then that their emotions are transformed and purified and dried. So it's being uparam. Sakshi, detached observer. So this is why it's nyara, uparam, but it says detached, but being in my power within my own self, then I can remain detached. So when there are in soul consciousness, I have the quality of knowledge, purity, peace, love and happiness. So then there is health, wealth, happiness in the golden age, all are with me. No? Virtues are bringing health, wealth, happiness and prosperity. Vices are bringing sorrow, anger, greed, suffering, disrespect, all this is. No? So it is being, in one sentence, detachment means not to be influenced by the weakness or virtues of others. Not to be influenced by karmic accounts of anyone. That's called detachment.
Many teachers here, yogis, teach us about stages in meditation.
Yeah.
How necessary it is and why that you have to go through the stages. Why not just be with Baba? If I'm just thinking about Baba and I'm connected, is there anything wrong if I'm not mentally thinking I'm seed stage or I'm this stage? Yeah. What does it mean?
See, it is just like we have been again accustomed, conditioned, systematized, that we learn steps, we learn stages. And so it is. But when there is love, you don't go through the stages. It's not the question of, I'm flying beyond the sun, moon and stars and the sky, but I don't fly, I'm still here. Right? But it's the thoughts, it's a method to make the mind to think in this way, that you are changing your thoughts, you are changing your feelings, you are deepening your feelings by using the knowledge. It's a method. For some it becomes easy. It's not that means, it's a question of really love. Relationship with Baba, yoga means love, right? Can you copy love? If I start copying and learning from others how to love, you don't have true love. For new students, it is method, because they want to study in this way. They have not gone into depth, so it is help. So teachers help them in this way. But eventually, you cannot copy love. Four children in the same family have way of expression of love in a different way. You cannot copy. The moment you begin to copy, you lose love. The moment you begin to compare, you block yourself. It's your personal thing. Express the way you want to express. Then but you are expressing, so you are sharing with others, that method is good for you. So for example, today is churning class, so I'm just giving 1, 2, 3 methods, but create your own method. It's just only to help you, to give you the guideline. But eventually it is you yourself, no? Just like sister asked a very practical question, give us not the theory, give us some practical example. So it is your own, eventually it is you yourself. How much you understand and enjoy the knowledge, that much would be churning. It's not anything repeating. It's not a parrot-like love. It's a natural expression of love. That's called yoga. Communication is relationship. This is why Baba says it's a relationship. It is not just only. And once you have enjoyed an experience that you remember again and again, it becomes remembrance. You don't have to remember, but it is remembrance. It comes back. You remember something which you have experienced. Can you remember something which you have not experienced? What is meaning of remembrance? This is called churning. What is meaning of meditation? What is meaning of yoga? What is meaning of pilgrimage of remembrance? What is called remembrance? What is called communication? Heart-to-heart conversation, ru-rihan. These different words are used. This is the method of churning. So when you are meditating, you are connecting with your own selves. You are now seeing. This is why people also meditate. They don't have yoga. Baba says nobody teaches you Raja Yoga. Then you can use any, from any murli, you can make many different method of churning. What is meditation? What is difference between meditation and yoga? What is difference between yoga and pilgrimage of and remembrance? What is difference between remembrance and pilgrimage of remembrance? When you start experimenting and experiencing it, you have different, now you see this become like stages. No? Then it is a stage, means you are building it. So when if I call it a stage, I would say it's a building, one after another, just like a stage. You lay a brick, one layer, then you put another layer on it, you put another layer on it, and in order to make strong, it's not putting one brick on the top of the other brick, you need the cement, you need the love. And so you built up stage. So that's where it is, stages. Okay, now we should have meditation.